of the Vindhya Mountains, and he starts performing austerities and then trying to please the Lord, and then he starts offering these prayers, Hamsa Guhya prayers, of which we have completed 23rd, 24th, 25th, then 26th, then 27, 28, and then I think we did we complete 29?
No, Prabhuji, 28 is over.
Till 28 it's over, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we'll start with the 29th verse. Namaam Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we will continue our discussion. We'll start directly by chanting the 29th verse and then we will try to see the meaning. Yadyan niruktam vachasa nirupitam diyakshabirva manasotayasya mabut swarupam gunarupam hitattat savai gunapaya visarga lakshanaha. Okay. So he says, I offer my respects to the Lord, which is not directly mentioned in this verse, but because the whole series of verses is an act of offering obeisances to the Lord, so therefore that is understood. Yasya swarupam, whose form, mabud nirupitam vachasa diya akshabir va manasa. So, I offer respects to that Lord whose form, yasya swarupam, mabhut, cannot be nirupitam, defined, vachasa by words, dhiya by intelligence, akshabir by senses starting with the eyes, and manasa by mind. Why? Yad gunarupam hi tattat, because all of them are material, gunarupam, they have a form made of the gunas, therefore they cannot... they cannot define the form of the Supreme Lord. And Savai Gunapaya Visarga Lakshanaha. He is the cause of creation and destruction of all matter. So that which is the product, by definition, is incapable of understanding the cause. So unless the cause chooses to reveal, like if the son wants to know who the father is, the father or the mother has to reveal. So he himself cannot know because he is their source. So in the same way, because the Lord is the cause of all matter, creation and destruction of all matter, therefore using those material, you can say like tools, we cannot understand the form of the Lord, which is not only transcendental, but he is also the source of all matter. So that's what he is indicating, that I offer my respects to the Lord. Yasya swarupam, whose form, mabhut, is not nirupitam, is not defined or cannot be defined. Vachasa by words, diya by intelligence, akshabir by senses, manasa by mind. Yadyad gunarupam hitattat, because all of that is product of matter. And Savai Gunapaya Visarga Lakshanah. Savai, that very same Supreme Lord, Savai, he certainly, Guna Apaya. Gunas means products of Gunas. Apaya is destruction. Visarga is creation. Lakshanah is the cause. Savai Guna Apaya Visarga Lakshanah. Because he is the cause of creation and destruction of all matter. Therefore, the tools, using the tools which are products of matter, one cannot understand the form of the Lord. That is the point that Daksha is mentioning here. Okay, you can please close your books and try to recollect the words, whatever you can recollect.
Nirupitam.
Okay. Mahabhut Nirupitam. Cannot be as defined. What cannot be defined?
Yes, Swarupam.
Yes, the Swarupam. His form cannot be defined by what?
By the mind, intelligence, manasa, akshabir,
vajya,
manasa,
vachasa,
dhiya,
akshabir, and manasa. So he cannot be defined by any of that. Why?
Because they are all material. They are off product. They are products are material.
Yeah, but what is the Sanskrit word?
Gunarupam.
Is it gunatmanaste tattat? What is it?
Yad
gunarupam hi tattat. Yad gunarupam hi tattat. Because all of that is made of matter. So why something which is made of matter cannot be used to understand the form of the Lord?
It is the cause of.
Savai guna apaya visarga lakshanam. Savai guna apaya visarga lakshanah. Because he is the cause of destruction and creation of gunas and the product of gunas. Therefore, the tools, material tools cannot be used to understand the Supreme Lord. So, so that's what. So, Daksha is offering prayers. And today morning, I'm not sure if you all are aware. So, during lockdown time, there has been a very different format of morning Bhagavatam classes that we have been having. Last few months, it was Damodar Prabhu who was taking Vrindavan Vidyapit. So, where he was talking about basically the whole Vrajamandal and the, whatever is the story, the philosophy behind various places, the various pastimes that took place, just in order to help us develop some attraction and attraction for Vrindavan. So that is almost getting over. Almost it's done. But parallelly now, till lockdown last, because many of our devotees did not get, because they were engaged in so many different types of services, they did not get an opportunity to systematically study the scriptures. So we have an extended Bhagavatam class which goes on for 1 hour 45 minutes, during which some systematic thing is going on. So now, currently, what's happening is Damodar Prabhu, Gaurang Darshan Prabhu, Madhav Gopal Prabhu, and myself, the four of us, and of course, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu also once in a while. So each speaker, one week and one day, three chapters are covered. In 1.5 hours, three chapters like that, like an overview of Bhagavatam is going on right now. So today we were discussing Daksha's episode only. And today also in the morning, just a couple of hours back, also Daksha offered prayers to the Supreme Lord along with the other Devatas. So very coincidental that now also we are discussing, Daksha's prayers. And I think by till 9th canto, there is a plan of completing. By November, ninth canto will be over, and then after that I think I'll be taking certain books like you know Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu in detail, like what we did, Madhurya Kadambini, Manas Siksha, those kind of books we'll be having, but it will be like a course, proper course. And then I think Madhav Gopal Prabhu will be taking some sections from the Sandarbhas, and then Damodar Prabhu is planning to take I think some further Vrindavan Vidyapeeth, further topics he's planning to take like that. So I think for the next many months, it's going to be the Bhagavatam class time has been, the format has slightly been changed, because all these years our devotees were involved in various kinds of services and they hardly got any opportunity, even though very interesting, even though Vidyapeeth started here and it has been happening here, many devotees have come from different places and they have attended, but our own devotees never got an opportunity. So making use of this downtime, Gaurang Prabhu, Sanat Kumar Prabhu and other senior devotees, they have arranged this and it's going on quite well. You know, everyone comes with their notebook, pen, takes notes, you know, they write exams. So just a small update. So that's what is happening now here in GV.
Haribol, yeah.
So today also incidentally we discussed Daksha's prayer. So today 4.4 to 4.7 Gaurang Darshan Prabhu gave today morning. So this whole week Gaurang Darshan Prabhu will give. So today he covered 4 chapters of Daksha's episode. Okay, so yad yad niruktam vachasa nirupitam diya akshabir va manasota yasya mabut swarupam gunarupam hitattat savai Gunapaya Visarga Lakshanaha. Shri Vishnu Chakradakur says, whatever is concluded by them is also Maya. That cannot be the Lord's form that is expressed in this verse. What is indicated by words, what is distinguished by intelligence, what is perceived by the senses, and even what is imagined by the mind is not the form of the Lord. So you cannot create it like that. So if you have read Yamuna Mataji's book, Hari Bhakti Prabhu, I know at least has read, and in that Prabhupada, I'm sure you must be remembering the section where they were trying to, Yamuna Mataji was asked by Prabhupada to go and order the deities for Vrindavan, Radha Shyam Sundar, and she wanted to have an understanding of how Radharani, how should the deity of Radharani look like. And you remember Hari Bhakti Prabhu, that section?
That is of the first part, I guess, no? Long,
yeah,
back.
That is in the first part. Oh, you have not read the first part.
I have read Prabhuji, but long back. No, I'm
long
not
time busy. Back. And Prabhupada literally, he poses literally. This is, it must be a dancing pose, like that Prabhupada poses. And if you see, I mean, these are not like just by reading some descriptions in the scriptures. This must certainly have been some revelation from inside. It must have been personally revealed by Krishna. It must have been personally revealed by Radharani. Because you can't just paint just by reading descriptions. That is true, that to some extent it is possible. But the Acharya has to reveal exactly how, the deity has to look. And Prabhupada, he exactly struck a pose. And he told, how the hand should be and where she should be looking at. And why the deity should look like that. Very, very fine presentation. It was as if Prabhupada was seeing Radharani in Vrindavan like that, so very, very, very powerful section. If you read, very nice, you know, how Prabhupada, you know, would strike a pose and stand exactly like Radharani and show this is how she should stand and why she should stand like this, why her hand should be like this, and why her eyes should be like this, like that, Prabhupada explains. So, what is indicated by words, what is distinguished by intelligence, what is perceived by the senses, even what is imagined by the mind is not the form of the Lord. This verse is connected with verse 31, which is going to come. I offer respects to the Lord whose form is not what is indicated by words. Even though I offer respects is not explicitly mentioned here, but it is understood. This is because all these forms are made of the gunas, whereas the Lord is beyond the gunas. He creates and destroys the gunas. He who creates and destroys is the Lord. He exists before and after creation and destruction. Aham eva sameva agre nanyadyat sadasat param paschadapi yadetaccha so vashishyati so smyaham, Krishna says. So he existed before the creation of gunas only. So, in fact, he is the one who creates them like that. So, they cannot. However, there are many contrary statements in the Shruti and Smriti. So, Srila Vishnu Jagadagur says, okay, this is what Daksha says and this is our understanding. But the Shrutis and Smriti statements, there may be some contrary statements which are contrary to what Daksha is presenting. So, he is going to present those statements and he is going to give a proper reconciliation of, you know, the apparent contradiction. So he quotes from Katha Upanishad, which says, Atra drishyate tu agryaya buddhya. The Lord is seen by concentrated intelligence, says Katha Upanishad. And Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, Manasa eva anudrashtavya. The Lord is seen by the mind. Exactly, he is quoting those verses which directly contradict what Daksha is presenting here. And then he says, Tameva viditva atimrityumeti. Knowing the Lord, one surpasses death. So, like that. Atmava are mantavyaha. The Lord should be contemplated. So, this is all mind. Contemplation is an act of mind. So, the Lord should be contemplated means it is possible to contemplate the Lord through mind. But Daksha says, no. Through mind, you cannot understand. And Bhagavatam says, so he has quoted three Shrutis, Katha Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, and now he is quoting Bhagavatam, which is Smriti Shastra. Tasmat Sarvatmana Rajan Hari Sarvatra Sarvada Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyo Bhagavan Ranam. So here Shukadeva Goswami himself says, O King, therefore at all times and all places without restriction, men should hear about, so senses, okay, glorify again senses, remember mind, the Supreme Lord with full concentration of mind. So clearly he indicates senses and mind here. Thus, when it says that Lord cannot be explained by word, it means by words which are not favored by the Lord. As Dhruva Maharaj, in the very first verse of his prayers, he says, Yonta pravishya mama vacha mimam prasuptam sanjeevayati akila shakti daraha swadhamna. So he says that, my dear Lord, till now my senses all were sleeping. Now through your mercy you have empowered my senses. And through those empowered senses, empowered words, empowered intelligence, empowered mind, one can see, meditate upon, remember, logically explain about the Supreme Lord. Thus, the Shruti says the Lord is realized by concentrated intelligence, not by mere intelligence. So that's what he quotes that verse. Atra drishyate tu agryaya buddhya. Agryaya means concentrated. So, concentrated here means, it is mentioned here, Atashri Krishna Namadi Navaved Grahyam Indriyaihi, devonmukehi jihvadav swayameva spuratyadah. So which means, by that, by those senses, mind and intelligence which have become sevonmukh means which have become very favorably disposed to serving Krishna, through those mind, intelligence and senses, one can actually see the Lord. But otherwise, grahyam agrahyam indriyaihi or na grahyam indriyaihi, it is not. So with material senses, material mind, material intelligence, it is not possible. But when the same mind, senses and intelligence become sevonmukh, then the Supreme Lord reveals. The Supreme Lord chooses to reveal. See the choice of words. Again, he says, swayameva spuratyadah. Swayameva means they spontaneously appear on the tongue. Again, it does not say that the spiritual tongue grasped the Supreme Lord. It does not say. The name, form, qualities, they appear because they are non-different from Krishna. They choose to appear those on that tongue, that mind and that intelligence which has become sevonmukh, like that. So that's how he is resolving the contradiction. Yes, the Shrutis do say that by concentrated intelligence, by mind, the Lord should be contemplated upon and all that. At the same time, here Daksha is telling that they cannot be vachasa, manasa, dhya. It is not possible to understand the Supreme Lord. But that is, and the resolving statement that he is presenting is Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyehi Sevon Mukehi Jihvadav Swayameva Spuratyadaha. So that is the that's how he resolves the contradiction. Some persons, however, say that the Lord cannot really be defined since he cannot be completely defined. So, this is one understanding. Another way in which devotees resolve this is, when Daksha says that he cannot be defined, what it means is, he cannot be completely defined. So, even spiritual mind, spiritual senses, and the spiritual intelligence can grasp the Supreme Lord only to the extent that he chooses to reveal, not completely. That is why even Kunti Maharani says, Gopyadade Tvai Kritagasi Dhamatavat Yate Dashashru Kalilanjana Sambramaksham Vaktram Niniya Baya Bhavanaya Stitasya Samam Vimohayati Bhirapiyat Bibeti. He says that, I'm completely bewildered. But you are that same personality seeing whom even fear personified is afraid, but you are afraid of a simple gopi, Yashoda Mata. So this, you know, completely bewilders me. So chooses not to reveal, you know, that kind of sweet relationship that Krishna has with the Vrajavasis. So again, Krishna chooses to reveal only certain aspects to certain people, depending on their qualification. So ultimately, not everyone can completely understand everything. So in that sense also, he is agrahyam. He cannot be completely understood. Here is another example. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha, Taittiriya Upanishad says, words along with mind return without attaining the Lord. Yato vacho nivartante. Nivartante means they take a U-turn and come back. Aprapya, without having attained. Yato vacho manasa saha nivartante. Words along with mind, they take a U-turn and come back without having attained the Supreme Lord. Or the ablative case, yataha, is used to show that words and mind cannot understand the Lord. This is because of internal greed in words and mind. Okay. So, internal greed means material consciousness. Like that. Or because the Lord is so so glorious that the mind is not sufficiently satisfied by contemplating on him, and the words are not sufficiently satisfied by glorifying him. That is why it is mentioned that Lord Ananta with thousands of mouth has been glorifying the Lord, glorifying the Lord, glorifying the Lord, and he is still glorifying and he has not reached the end. So, because of lack of satisfaction, because the Supreme Lord is endlessly glorious, therefore, the mind is not satisfied sufficiently by contemplating on the Supreme Lord, and the words are not satisfied by sufficiently glorifying the Supreme Lord. That is understanding. Any quick comments, questions, discussions before we move on to Srila Prabhupada's purport? Okay, so if there is nothing, Hari Bhakti Prabhu, you can read Srila Prabhupada's purport.
One who manufactures names, forms, qualities or paraphernalia pertaining to the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot understand him, since he is beyond creation. The Supreme Lord is the creator of everything, and this means that he existed when there was no creation. In other words, his name, form and qualities are not materially created entities. Mm-hmm. They are transcendental always. Therefore, by our material concoctions, vibrations and thoughts, we cannot ascertain the Supreme Lord. This is explained in this verse, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grahyam Indriyai. Prachetasa Daksha herein offers prayers unto the transcendence, not to anyone within the material creation. Only fools and rascals think God a material creation. This is confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 9.11. Avajananti ma mooda manushyam tanum ashritam param bhavam ajananto bhuta maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. Therefore, one must receive knowledge from a person to whom the Lord has revealed Himself. There is no value in creating an imaginary name or form for the Lord. Sripad Shankaracharya was an impersonalist, but nevertheless he said, Narayana paro avyaktat. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not a person of the material world. We cannot assign Narayana a material designation, as the foolish attempt to do when they speak of Daridra Narayana. Narayana is always transcendental, beyond the material creation. How can he become Daridra Narayana? Poverty is found within this material world, but in the spiritual world, there is no such thing as poverty. Therefore, the idea of Daridra Narayana is merely a concoction. Daksha very carefully points out that material designations cannot be names of the worshipable Lord. Yad yan niruktam vachasa nirupitam. Nirukta refers to the Vedic dictionary. One cannot properly understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead merely by picking up expressions from a dictionary. In praying to the Lord, Daksha does not wish material names and forms to be the object of worship. Rather, he wants to worship the Lord, who existed before the creation of material dictionaries and names. As confirmed in the Vedas, Yato Vacho Nivartante Aprapya Manasasaha. The name, form, attributes and paraphernalia of the Lord cannot be ascertained through a material dictionary. However, if one reaches the transcendental platform of understanding, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes well acquainted with everything material and spiritual. This is confirmed in another Vedic mantra, Tam eva viditvati mrityumeti. If one can somehow or other, by the grace of the Lord, understand the transcendental position of the Lord, one becomes eternal. This
you see, why Srila Vishnachara Thakur and Prabhupada are quoting this verse? Because Vishnachara Thakur says there are contradictory statements to what Daksha says. And in that, why is this verse, Tameva Viditva Atimrityumeti, why is this verse quoted? Can you explain? Why? Why is this verse quoted and how is it contradicting?
Prabhuji, can you see the meaning of this verse again?
Tameva viditva,
viditva is
understanding him.
Knowing.
Atimrityu meti, only then one can attain liberation.
One remembers what is the yam yam vakiswaram bhavam.
Remembrance is one thing. Here, because Daksha says no one can understand him.
So material,
which means literally, and this verse says only by understanding him you can attain liberation. So which means, is he indicating that there can absolutely be nothing called as liberation?
Liberation. No.
Many people attain liberation, mm-hmm. and the means of attaining that liberation is understanding the Supreme Lord. So that's why he quotes this verse. Yes, the Shastras do say that by understanding the Supreme Lord, people do attain liberation. So, like that. That's why he is indicating that. This is the proof that, you know, he can be understood. The Shastras do say that. So, and then he resolves the contradiction in two ways. One is by indicating that Sevon Mukehi Jihvadav Swayameva Spuratidaha. When the Shastras say that, when Daksha says that they cannot be understood, he clearly clarifies that because this mind, senses and intelligence, which is material, they cannot understand. But Sevon Mukehi Juhadav, when they become Sevon Muk, then he can be understood. Swayameva Spuratidaha. That is one understanding. Second understanding is, he gives us, that the Supreme Lord cannot be completely understood. That is the other resolution that he gives. When the Shruti and Smriti says he can be understood, it means yes, he can be understood. And when Daksha says he cannot be understood, what he means is he cannot be completely understood. That's another explanation that is given like that.
Mm.
Yeah, you can continue.
This is further confirmed by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tatvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti swarjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Mm. Simply by understanding the Supreme Lord, one goes beyond birth, death, old age and disease. Srila Sukadeva Goswami therefore advised Maharaj Parikshit and Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.5 Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari Shotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Ichita Vayam. O descendant of King Bharata, one who desires to be free from all miseries must here glorify and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller and the savior from all miseries.
Prabhupada quotes a similar verse from the same chapter, not from the same chapter. He quotes a similar verse, but not the same verse. You know, he quotes Tasmat Sarvatmana Rajan Hari Sarvatra Sarvada. Prabhupada quotes Tasmat Bharata Sarvat.
Hmm.
Yeah. Is the purport over?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. So, shall we move on to the next verse?
Mukteshwar, the question.
Yes.
Prabhuji, that Atha Shri Krishna Namadi, so even like you were mentioning, like, or it was mentioned that it will be what you call the Namarupa, they choose to reveal.
Correct.
So, means even after one's senses and all, they are purified.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that's what makes them like. Still, what you call, that person is not, what you call, even after those senses are purified, then they still, there is no guarantee, what you call, there is no control over whether he can remember Krishna anytime.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is a part of that realization.
Okay.
See, we are discussing something hypothetical.
Okay.
So, yes. The fact is that even after the senses become completely purified, Krishna can choose to reveal or choose not to reveal. But Krishna generally chooses to reveal only. See, ultimately, in the spiritual side, everything is a probability only. Nothing is, in one sense, when it comes to Krishna's reciprocation, it is not certain.
Yeah.
But it is highly... it is not certain, it is only probable, but probability is one. You see, probability is one, but still, you know, you should use the word probability only and not certainty, because Certainty would mean that Krishna is bound. Yes, Krishna is definitely bound by the love of his devotees. But certainly, but from the Siddhanta point of view, you know, he chooses to be bound. So he can choose to reveal. So therefore, the word Swayam Eva Spurat Yadaha is used. So that does not actually make the spiritualized senses also, you know, on the same platform as material senses. Like, oh, just like, you know, they don't have any independence, or, you know, they are not supreme or something like that. But still, it just shows that, you know, that Krishna's independence is never lost. So even when he deals with the devotees, Krishna is supremely independent. On the platform of Siddhanta, that we should understand. But on the platform of Rasa, definitely he chooses to be controlled by the love of his devotees. Like that. So this verse indicates Swayameva Spuratyada. Indicates actually
Krishna's independence.
Like that. And you know, episodes like Damodar Leela and other, they indicate Krishna's Britya Vashyata. Now how Krishna is controlled by the love of his devotees. Like that.
Because I heard in one of the lectures, Maharaj was telling that the devotee always feels humble because he feels that it's not, you know, what you call it, he finds that it's not that even after at higher stage also he feels him humble because he understands that it's Krishna who decides when to reveal and complete.
That is true.
Yes.
Anything else?
Done.
Yeah. So we can continue. Okay. Shall we move to the next verse? What is the time?
11:40.
Okay. We have time for at least one more verse. Okay. Yasmin yato yena cha yasya yasmai yadyo yata kurute karyate cha paravaresham paramam prak prasiddham tad brahma tad hetu rananya dekam. So he says, Brahma param hetuhu, paramam hetuhu. Brahman is the supreme cause. Prak prasiddham. Prak means the general usage, the general meaning of prak is previously, but prak also has the meaning of being eternal, always, always eternally present. Prak prasiddham means Brahman is the supreme cause, ever existing. The supreme cause of what? Para avaresham. Para means the higher, avaresham means the lower. So in this case, the higher causes and the lower causes. Brahman is the supreme cause or supreme ever existing cause of all the other higher and lower causes. Yasmin. Yasmin means in which. Yataha means from which, as in Janmad Yasya Yataha. Creation, maintenance and destruction, it emanates from him. So yasmin yataha yena. Yena means just say, through which or by which. Yasya means of which. Yasmai means into which or unto which everything occurs. Yaha kurute means who does it. Karyatecha, and who is the desired object of all action. Jisko prapt karne ke liye, in order to attain whom every action is performed. That Brahman alone and nothing else exists. tad ekam anvayad, and nothing else exists like that. So basically he is establishing the supremacy of that Brahman or the Supreme Lord here. He says Brahma paramam hetuho, Brahma prakprasiddham paramam hetuho. Brahman is the ever-existing supreme cause, paravaresham, of all higher and lower causes, in which, from which, by which, of which, unto which everything occurs, and who does everything, and who is the desired object of all action. So, just like it is mentioned, that one small example, in the third canto, while describing the form of, Varahadeva, it is mentioned that how he is Yajnamurti, you know, the ladle is some part of his body, the ghee is some part of his body, the fire is some part of his body, you know. So basically he is that which, he is a form of the one who offers the oblation. He is basically the form of that which is offered as the oblation. He is also the form of that into which the oblation is offered. He is also the form of that which is used to offer the oblation, like the ladle or spoon. And he is the one who accepts the oblation and all that, you know, like that. So similarly, here the Supreme Lord is indicated that whatever you see, all the lower causes in which, yasmin, yato, from whom everything emanates, yena, yena indicates instrumental. He also acts as the instrument for manifestation, and he is the one from whom everything manifests, and what manifests is also him only, like that. And after everything is over, everything goes and rests back into his body, like that. Yasmin yato yena yasya yasmai, and yaha kurute, and one who performs is also him only. The actions are performed for him only, for achieving him or for pleasing him, like that. Tad ekam anvayad, that Brahman alone and nothing else exists, like that. Of course, this is a little technical verse, but it's okay. So here Srila Vishnu Chakradhakur says, but if you say that material forms are not the swarupa of the Lord, then the Lord is incomplete, one may say. Because in the previous verse only he said that by material mind, material words, material intelligence, material senses, one cannot understand the Supreme Lord, it is mentioned. So if you say that the material forms are not the swarupa of the Lord, then the Lord must be incomplete. So he says, locative case, yasmin. Locative means when you locate an object, locative, yasmin, jidar. Ablative, yataha, jisse. Janmadhyase yataha. Instrumental, yena. Like we saw, instrumental case. Instrumental cause, yena, jisse. Jisko use karke. Like the ladle is used as the instrument for offering the ghee into the fire. Possessive case, yasya. Dative case, yasmai. And accusative, yat. And nominative, yaha. Are all used to express everything in relation to the Lord. Of course, this is all grammar, and I was extremely poor in grammar. So you all must have studied all these various cases, accusative, ablative, instrumental, dative, and all that. So honestly speaking, I struggled, remembering even what is noun, verb, adverb, pronoun, and all those things. That itself was a nightmare for me, honestly speaking. So these things are very, of course, you can sort of understand, But I don't know the details of all these things. It is Brahman who does everything and in whom, from whom, by whom, of whom, unto whom everything is done. Like that. Sarvakarana Karanam. By seven words, seven grammatical cases are related to the Lord. Seven grammatical cases related to the Lord are expressed. Yata indicates indeclinables used to express relationship with the word. Indeclinable means that which is sure, that which is very clear, I think. Just as yata is used as yata taror mula nishechanina. So just as water is poured, just as if you want to give water to the various parts of the tree, you pour water to the root. So there yata is used, which means it is an understood, accepted and universally accepted fact that for that if you pour water to the root of the tree, then the fruits, flowers, leaves, everything gets water. So this is called an indeclinable. You cannot decline at all because it's a universally accepted fact. So therefore the word yata many times is used in analogies. So how can you use an analogy? Because you would use only those things in an analogy which are indeclinable, which are universal facts. Because if it is a highly debatable thing, whether water poured at the root of a tree actually reaches the fruit, flowers, etc. If it was a highly debatable thing, then such an analogy would never be used. That is why the word yata here is indicated as indeclinable. Used to express relationships with the verb. Kurute and karyate indicate actions for the self and for others. Karyate means karvate hain, kurute means karte hain, like that. Cha indicates affixes used to form words. Okay. All of this is Brahman. Why? He is the cause of all of them. How is that? Because Brahman has always existed. So if he has always existed and these things came into existence, so which means he must be the source of all of them. Brahman and other things are said to be causes. Are inferior things also seen as causes? Brahman is the supreme cause of all causes, higher and lower. So he is the supreme cause. There are secondary causes. He is the root cause of everything, but there are secondary causes. Like you can say, sugarcane is the source of sugarcane juice is the source of sugar. True, no problem. But sugarcane is the source of sugarcane juice also. And then in that way you can trace out ultimately everything to Krishna only. So he is the ultimate cause. So it is not wrong to say that sugarcane juice is the cause of sugar. But ultimately if you trace out where the sugarcane came from and all that, then you can trace it out to Krishna like that. Even though Brahman is the final cause, does Brahman have some assistance? He is the final cause, but someone must be assisting him, right? Because you can't have one person be the cause of this whole multi-million universes. How he must be getting some assistance from someone? He says, no, Brahman is alone, ekam, and not dependent on anything else. Like that. Then he says, how can Brahman be called the only cause since one hears of time? Time commonly is accepted as the nimitta karan, the effective cause of this universe. Maya is generally accepted as the upadana karan of this universe, the material cause. Okay. Jiva is also mentioned to be the cause of this universe by being the desiring cause. And karma is, you can also say indirectly. No, in order to the jiva perform certain activities influenced by Maya under the realm of time, and it generated karma. And in order to fulfill that karma, you know, various things are manifest. So the shastras do talk about time being the cause, Maya being the cause, jiva being the cause, and karma being the cause of the universe. And one hears of the external existence of the nine spiritual energies, the three spiritual energies and their actions, the associates of the Lord and his expansions like Vasudev and Sankarshan. So it is mentioned that one hears of the external existence. External means probably it refers to external to the material universe.
Projects eternal existence.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. Really sorry. Okay. It is eternal existence, I'm sorry. And one hears of the eternal existence of the nine spiritual energies like Vimala, Utkarshini and all that. And the three spiritual energies, Samvit, Sandini and Hladini, and their actions, the associates of the Lords and the and his expansions like Vasudeva and Sankarshan. Nothing else exists except the Lord. They are all the Lord because the energies arise from his Swarupa. His expansions like Vasudeva are his Amshas, and time, Jiva and Maya are also his Shaktis, but they do not arise from his Swarupa. They are not Swarupa. They are not Swarupa Shakti. They are Jiva is Tatastha Shakti and Maya is Bahiranga Shakti and Kala is Kala Shakti, like that. Like that. So ultimately, this, whenever, this is not the first time, there are other places also. Yasmin Yato, you know, Yasmin Yato, Yena, Yasmai, Yasya, and all those. This, I think. Can you recollect some other place? I recollect at least two other places, I think, in Bhagavatam, such verses come. Maybe Dhruva Maharaj's prayers, maybe?
Gajendra's prayers.
Ah, Gajendra's prayers. Ah, Gajendra's prayers. Correct. Yeah. Like that. Okay. Any quick comments, questions, before we move on to Srila Prabhupada's purport? Yeah, interestingly, today morning, Gaurang Darshan Prabhu was also mentioning that generally within Bhagavatam, any prayers, there are two common things that you will see in the prayers. He was mentioning that one is the form of the Lord as he is seen, that is glorified. If the form is seen in front of the Lord. And the second thing is a glorification of the Supreme Lord as being the creator, maintainer, destroyer and the source of everything of this material world, like that. That is also, mentioned like that. So, yeah, same thing here. Daksha is also indicating in a very, at least complex for me. I don't know for all of you. Yeah. So any quick comments, questions before we move on to Srila Prabhupada's purport?
No problem.
Okay. What is the time?
11:57.
And how long is Prabhupada's purport?
This one is big.
No,
2.5 pages.
2.5 pages.
No, wait a minute. I'm posting 31st purport. 30th is small only. I'll read.
Okay, we can take the purport. Yeah.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the original cause, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhavah. Even this material world, which is conducted under the modes of material nature, is caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who therefore also has an intimate relationship with the material world. If the material world were not a part of his body, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Cause, would be incomplete. Therefore, we hear Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sadurlabha. If one knows that Vasudeva is the original cause of all causes, he becomes a perfect Mahatma. Brahma Samhita 5.1 declares, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Controller. He has an eternal blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. The Supreme Brahman, Tat Brahma, is the cause of all causes, but he has no cause. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Govinda Krishna is the original cause of all causes, but he has no cause for his appearance as Govinda. Govinda expands in multifarious forms, but nevertheless they are one. As confirmed by Madhvacharya, Ananya Sadrisha Bhavad Eko Rupadi Abhedatah. Krishna has no cause nor an equal. And he is one because his various forms as Swamsha and Vibhinnamsha are non-different from himself.
Even though he's quoting Madhvacharya, more or less many points are directly from Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's purports. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it's done, Rosie.
Oh, done. Okay. So, thank you very much for your patient listening, even though you know the subject matter is quite technical here. So,
today there was feast.
Yes, Muktakesh Prabhu.
today there was feast in temple.
Oh, that made it more difficult. Okay. So today there is feast in the afternoon or there was feast in the morning?
There was at 9:30, probably.
At 9:30.
Yeah.
So after that, it was more difficult because of the nature of prayers. Okay. So thank you very much. So we will meet again tomorrow and continue from 31st verse onwards. We have another 4 prayers offered by Daksha, and then we will move towards the end of this chapter. So thank you, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. Jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.
Samsakalpatrubhyascha kripasindubhyo cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.